Okay, there's a bull nettle and there's stinging nettle. Do y'all have both kinds down here?
I don't know about both kinds, but I know we had a bull nettle. I never will forget. I was about the age of, four or five, and I was down to my grandmother's there.
Yeah.
One of my uncles fooled me there, and I backed into one.
Oh, awful.
And it was in the summertime, too.
Yeah.
And, you're talking about jumping and scratching.
For days, probably.
And that's the last time I've had any contact with a bull now.
How tall did they grow down here?
That one wasn't too tall. It looked like about 12 inches, I guess.
Yeah. That's what they are in Wichita Falls. And we got those, and then there's another kind that you don't really run into much unless you go camping, because it grows real low along the ground. Like, it only gets about an inch high.
Mm-hmm.
And it's little bitty green stuff, and it's not much trouble or much bother, unless you happen to walk on it barefooted, or if you're camping, you lie down in it or something.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, and that's what I call stinging nettle.
Oh.
And it's just as bad as bull nettle, only it's little.
Uh-huh.
And you can't see it as well, you know, and flex if it's off.
Boy.
Yeah. Well, let's see, what else I got here? Oh, yeah. What are some different kinds of berries you might get if you went to the store to buy berries?
Yeah, you could get dewberries, mulberries.
Yeah.
And, what other kind of berries can you get at that store?
What are the kinds that are red and are real good? My favorite kind.
Dewberry? Mulberry?
Bright red.
Berries?
Uh-huh.
Grapes wouldn't come out of the head of berries, would they?
No. Oh, you make it in short. You put them in shortcake.
Oh, strawberries.
Yeah.
Oh, strawberries.
Love those.
Yeah.
My favorite kind. What do you call the...
Well, strawberries.
Let's see. What others did you name? I forgot already.
Dewberries.
Yeah.
Mulberries.
Yeah.
Blackberries.
What do you call some that are like blackberries but they're smaller? Some are red and some are black.
Berries?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
They're kind of rough and lumpy, you know, like blackberries are.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know what them are.
Okay. You might say to somebody, be careful about eating those berries. They might be,
green?
Yeah, or worse yet, they might...
Too ripe?
Okay, or they might not just make you sick, they might kill you, in which case you...
Poison?
Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you call a large kind of bush that blooms in late spring and has, it's real tall and has clusters of beautiful pink and white flowers?
Pink and white flowers.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
There's a larger variety of it that has longer segments of stem that grow far up in the mountains.
Uh-uh. What kind is that?
Well, we don't have them down here. That's what I...
Oh.
I ask this everybody. Everybody goes, you know. Mm-hmm. But we don't have them here. That's why nobody knows.
Oh.
But,
uh-huh.
There are two or three different kinds of names.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What tree is it?
That's something that grows back up out west or middle west?
Oh, this is back east.
Oh, back east.
In the deep south.
Oh.
Like up in the mountains in Georgia and places like
that. Oh, uh-huh.
It's supposed to be real pretty. I don't know. I've never seen it.
Uh-huh.
One thing that we do have down here is a real tall tree that has big white flowers on it. And the flowers smell real good. People bring them in a lot of times and use them for decorating. And
tree?
Uh-huh.
Flower?
Yeah, it's a tree and the flowers smell. The flowers are big. They're about like 8-10 inches across.
Oh, my goodness. What kind of flower is that?
Have you ever heard of a cucumber tree or a laurel tree or a magnolia?
I heard of magnolia tree.
Yeah, okay. What would you say a magnolia tree is like? Did I describe it right?
I don't know. I've heard them call a magnolia tree, but I had never seen a magnolia tree.
Okay.
But it don't be, do you find them around here or do you find them further over in the south?
Well, I think they grow in the south more than they do here. I've seen some down here.
Uh-huh. I've heard them talk about a magnolia tree, but I can't describe it.
Yeah. Tell you what, we got about 5 more minutes of tape on this thing, then let's quit.
All right. Okay.
If a married woman doesn't want to make up her own mind, she might say, well, I guess I better ask who?
Mother?
Oh, she married me.
Oh, She already married.
Yeah.
And she can't make up her own mind.
So she's gonna ask.
Ask her husband.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. What other right. she had for him? Yeah. What besides his name?
Oh, husband. Let's see. What other name?
They're nice.
Huh?
They're nice.
Oh, that's nice. Hubby.
Okay.
Somebody said I might ask hubby or my husband. Some kind of nickname she might have for him, honey.
Yeah. Is
there
a name that's not nice?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, man, it is some of them unmentionables.
Okay, okay. And say it's a man, and he couldn't make up his mind. He'd say, well, I guess I better ask
my wife or ask me, whatever sweet name he might want to call her.
Okay. Will he have any joking names for his wife?
Yeah. Like a spouse.